الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A manifestation of Reza's vision, Dawat-e-Islami. Chairman of Dawat-e-Islami's Central Executive Committee, Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari. Many years ago, a scholar from India visited the International Madani Markaz in Karachi. When he climbed the stairs and stepped into the wide expanse of the courtyard and witnessed the grand structure of the Madani Markaz and the multitude of Islamic brothers, he let out a sigh from an anguished heart and stated, "Today, I am witnessing in a wakeful state the manifestation of the dream Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh had for the service of Islam. Dear Islamic brothers, what was this dream? On the 15th of Jamadul Akhirah, 1330 AH, in reply to a legal query, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh mentioned 10 points for the continuation and success of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Number 1. Great Islamic seminaries should be established and organized education should be provided. Number 2. Students should be given grants so that they are inclined to study. Number 3. Teachers should be given good wages for their efforts so that they are not diverted in seeking wealth elsewhere and give their all in imparting knowledge. Number 4. Students should be examined for their talents and they should be granted suitable jobs in appropriate fields. Some should be made teachers, others sermon givers, some authors and others debaters. Thereafter, there should be specialization within authoring and debating, such that they are assigned different sub-disciplines. Number 5. Those graduates that have been prepared should be assigned salaries and sent to different parts of the country, spreading knowledge of Islam by writing, teaching, exhorting and debating. Number 6. Writers should be given grants to write beneficial books and pamphlets defending the Ahli Sunnah and refuting heretical sects. Number 7. Previously published and newly published books should be printed in good quality and distributed free across the country. Number 8. There should be an ambassador in every city who informs you of requirements for a particular type of sermon giver, debater or publication. You should continue to send your forces, magazines and pamphlets to suppress the enemy. Number 9. Talented individuals who are preoccupied in earning a living elsewhere should be given good wages and freed up to work in fields that best utilize their skills. Number 10. Religious newspapers should be published and distributed across the country at a price and free. These should be daily or at least weekly and should from time to time contain all types of defense of Islam. The scholars of Ahlus Sunnah have earnestly endeavored to produce the practical expression of this 10-point dream. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami has also striven to establish these 10 points. We will briefly analyze Dawat-e-Islami's services in light of them. Number 1. Great Islamic Seminaries. To spread Islamic knowledge and produce male and female scholars, 1,425 Jamiatul Madinas have been established. For the teaching and memorization of the Quran, 15,048 Madrasatul Madinas have been launched to cater for a harmonious synthesis of religious and modern education. 163 Darul Madinas have been established. These institutes have produced thousands of male and female scholars and taught hundreds of thousands of children a recital of the Quran and its memorization. Many thousands are currently enrolled within them. Not only this, but for those who were deprived of Islamic knowledge whilst young, over 68,097 Madrasatul Madinas for adults are operational. Those desirous of studying online have been provided with opportunities to study recital and memorization of Quran and the Islamic scholar course on large scale remotely. Number 2, grants for students. Full board students are provided with excellent meals, quality accommodation and medical services, whereas students of specialization in various disciplines such as jurisprudence, preaching, hadith and languages are also provided with appropriate grants. Number 3, teaching salaries. If one surveys the treatment of teachers, one finds that the staff of Jamiatul Madina and Madrasatul Madina are given suitable monthly salaries as well as a bonus in Ramadanul Mubarak. In the event of not taking appointed holidays, they are also presented with leave encashment after every 6 months. According to excellent, good and appropriate performance scales, there is a yearly increment and also a raising in grade and salary in reference to determined lengths of service. Furthermore, under the Department of Medical Treatment, teachers are also provided medical services according to certain conditions. Number 4, determination of student talents and their division. In relation to putting students' skills to use in appropriate fields, one can note that if after graduating, a Madani is capable of teaching and desirous of it, he is enrolled on a teaching course and assigned a teaching role. A male graduate of Jamiatul Madina is known as a Madani and a female graduate is known as a Madaniya. Those Madanis able to become Muftis are enrolled on a specialization in jurisprudence course and subsequently given practice in writing religious edicts. After successfully completing all stages, they are given the opportunity to serve in Darul Ifta Ahli Sunnah. Madanis with interest in hadith sciences take further specialized studies in that field. Madani scholars are also taught English and Arabic, etc. When necessary, they are sent to different countries to teach and invite to righteousness. Apart from this, there is also a department for research and writing known as Madinatul Ilmiya, i.e. Islamic Research Center. Those with a talent for writing are appointed to this department. Number 5, dispatching of preachers nationally and internationally. Alhamdulillah, Madani scholars are sent across Pakistan and internationally according to ability and necessity. These scholars gain the blessings of serving Islam by delivering Sunnah-inspired lectures and carrying out individual effort, etc. For this purpose, they are also made to undertake various courses. Number 6, writing books. Alhamdulillah, Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, i.e. Islamic Research Center, is busy in this field of work. It has two branches in Karachi and one in Faisalabad. Across these branches, more than 150 Madani scholars are engaged in writing, compiling, translation, and referencing, etc. Attempts are made to provide these scholars with suitable salaries, yearly bonuses and 6 monthly leave encashments. Altogether, through the effort of these Madani scholars, close to 934 books and booklets have been beautifully published and presented before the public by Dawat-e-Islami's Maktabatul Madina. Apart from these, over 850 books and booklets, which have not been printed in book form, have been uploaded and made available on Dawat-e-Islami's website. Furthermore, One of Dawat-e-Islami's departments is the translation department, under which the books of Madinatul Ilmiya and the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah are being translated by experts into 37 world languages. Number 7. Free distribution of books. Alhamdulillah, the book distribution department has been established for this great work. It utilizes money donated for the purpose of disseminating Islamic literature in ensuring thousands of books and booklets reach Muslims worldwide. Books and booklets are gifted to numerous Islamic scholars and other personalities monthly. Dawat-e-Islami's IT department arranges for the uploading of Maktabatul Madina's printed books and pamphlets onto Dawat-e-Islami's official website www.dawateislami.net, where they can be downloaded or printed. Number 8. Appointment of overseers in cities. Dawat-e-Islami has also implemented the appointment of representatives in different cities. Dawat-e-Islami's organizational setup is very organized in this respect. Its religious activities are being carried out at different levels in different ways across numerous departments. Overseers are appointed and religious activities are conducted with mutual consultation. An organizational network is also established under the International Majlis Mushawarat, arranged for the systematic arrangement of religious activities amongst Islamic sisters. The Islamic sisters carry out religious activities whilst adhering to the requirement of Islamic veil. Dawat-e-Islami's Central Executive Committee has been established to keep this entire setup robust. In this manner, without exaggerating, thousands of responsible brothers and sisters are carrying out religious activities at various levels and actively propagating the teachings of the Ahlus Sunnah. Number 9. Appointment to religious departments. Alhamdulillah, under Dawat-e-Islami, capable Madani scholars are continually being appointed to different departments in order for them to engage in the grand work of spreading the invitation to righteousness across the world. Number 10. Use of print media. The role of print media in our lives is not hidden from anyone. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami has striven to spread Fikr-e-Raza through print media and electronic media. Many years ago, Dawat-e-Islami established Maktabatul Madina for the propagation of the teachings of the Ahlus Sunnah. In January 2017, corresponding to Rabi'ul Thani 1438 AH, monthly magazine Fizan-e-Madina was also launched, which was widely accepted amongst the public of Ahlus Sunnah due to its attractive and varied topics of interest. Alhamdulillah, this magazine is available in 7 languages: Urdu, English, Arabic, Hindi, Gujarati, Bangla and Sindhi. Moreover, under the IT department, numerous noble scholars write many articles on various topics, which are uploaded on a weekly or monthly basis on the Dawat-e-Islami website. Muslims can take benefit from these authentic and beneficial topics without any charge. May Allah Almighty grant Dawat-e-Islami continued success and grant it the ability to spread the teachings of Raza even more. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dawat-e-Islami's role in creating awareness and defending the belief in finality of prophethood. Awas Yameen Attari. It is a confirmed belief that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the last and final prophet of Allah. No new prophet will come in his time or after his passing until the day of judgment. Muslims call this belief the creed of finality of prophethood. Pious predecessors, companions radiallahu anhum, tabi'een, Quranic exegetes, hadith masters, scholars and Islamic preachers propagated and protected this belief. Their successors do so and will continue to do so, insha'Allah. Alhamdulillah, Da'wat-e-Islami endeavors to promulgate and defend the belief in finality of prophethood in different ways, such as speeches, religious edicts, written articles, teaching, Madani channel programs, social media, courses and poetry. The following are some glimpses of these endeavors. Lectures, muzakaras and conversation. Lectures regarding finality of prophethood are delivered in Dawat-e-Islami's weekly Sunnah-inspired gatherings, etc. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah defends this belief in finality of prophethood by passionately answering questions relating to it asked during Madani Muzakaras. In one Madani Muzakara, he answered a question about Qadianis, and influenced by his reply, a Qadiani repented from his corrupt beliefs and embraced Islam. During conversations, when the beloved Prophet's name is mentioned, he gives attention to the use of the titles Last Prophet and Final Prophet. Legal edicts. Dawat-e-Islami's Darul Ifta Ahlus Sunnah is busy providing Muslims Islamic guidance in written form, verbally, by phone, through email, via WhatsApp and other means. The Muftis of Darul Ifta Ahlus Sunnah are also endeavouring to propagate and defend the belief in finality of prophethood by issuing fatawa on questions such as, what is a Qadiani? What is the ruling on maintaining relations with Qadianis? How is it to share in a business with a Qadiani? How is it to take free medicines from a Qadiani? How is it to get medically treated by a Qadiani? Writing. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is also making people aware of the belief in finality of prophethood and defending it through writing. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, has written a 56-page booklet regarding this subject, entitled The Last of All Prophets, Alayhimu Salatu Wassalam. In this, he presents evidence from verses of the Quran, Quranic exegesis, numerous hadith, and their commentary. He has also included statements of the companions radiallahu anhum, tabi'een, and legal cases explained by scholars. Various editions of monthly magazine Fizane Medina contain articles concerning finality of prophethood, such as Final Brick in the Edifice of Prophethood, the meaning of Khatam al-Nabiyyin in light of Quranic exegesis, the loftiness of finality of prophethood, countless salutations upon the final messenger, finality of prophethood in light of hadith, final prophet and final ummah, the creed of finality of prophethood and the role of the noble companions radiallahu anhum, a role of the scholars in defending the creed of finality of prophethood. Testimony of a lizard. What is the difference between Mirzai, Ahmadi and Qadiani? And tricks of the Qadianis. The creed of finality of prophethood has been continually promulgated and preserved through these written articles. The 7th of September 2024 is celebrated as Preservation of Finality of Prophethood Day. On the 7th of September 1974, after many years of continual struggle by scholars of the Ahlus Sunnah and countless sacrifices from many Muslims, Qadianis were declared disbelievers according to the constitution and law of Pakistan. Thus, Qadianis are disbelievers according to Islam and the constitution of Pakistan and are not permitted to use any Islamic symbol religiously. This September marks the completion of 50 years of this grand victory. On this golden jubilee, a special edition of monthly magazine Fizan-e-Madina is being published, entitled Biography of the Last and Final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Teaching: the teachers of Da'wat-e-Islam is Madrasatul Madina, Darul Madina and Jamiatul Madina teach and inform their students about the finality of prophethood in different ways. Small children are taught using question and answer formats, so they memorize that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is the last and final prophet of Allah. Students of Jamiatul Madina are taught this belief with its detailed proofs while studying books on Islamic theology. Madani Channel and Kids Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, efforts are also made to disseminate and preserve the belief in finality of prophethood on the world's only 100% Islamic channel, Madani Channel. Various programs are broadcast on Madani Channel concerning finality of prophethood, in which muftis, scholars and preachers explain this creed. On Kids Madani Channel, finality of prophethood is taught in different ways to children. For example, lectures, questions and answers, and cartoons, etc. Social media Dawat-e-Islami. In accordance with the requirements of this age, Dawat-e-Islami continues to make short clips propagating and defending the creed of finality of prophethood on its social media accounts, such through YouTube, Facebook, WhatsApp, X and Instagram, etc. Dawat-e-Islami's web news has also released a 40 hadith collection named Arba'een Khatam Nabuwat web edition. Courses: to make people aware of the creed of finality of prophethood and to preserve it, the Khatam Nabuwat course is conducted via Faizan Online Academy, Dawat-e-Islami. Poetry: the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has composed poetry discussing finality of prophethood and arranged 18 slogans related to it. Dear listeners, remain firm upon the creed of finality of prophethood. In fact, to make others aware of this belief, to preserve it, and to play an important role in spreading it, affiliate yourselves with Dawat-e-Islami. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to preserve this important creed of finality of prophethood. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Societal Reformation and the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's Philosophy. Tahir At-Tari Madani. When Dawat-e-Islami was first launched, the first religious activity initiated was the Sunnah-inspired weekly gathering. This gathering was after Maghrib Salah. Someone suggested to the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Thursday is a working day and normally gatherings start later at night. This weekly gathering should also be late at night to allow people free themselves up from work and attend with ease. In reply, filled with the passion of rectifying all the people of the world, he gave a reply befitting a great leader. I want to change people's thinking. A true man is not he who follows society. A true man is the one whom society follows. The meaning of this was that if people came to the weekly Sunnah-inspired gathering early, they would be able to retire to sleep promptly and thus offer the important obligation of Fajr prayer in congregation. Alhamdulillah, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has successfully played his role in striving to eliminate many societal evils. Indeed, the important capital in building the Ummah is its youth. Da'wat-e-Islami has transformed the lives of hundreds of thousands of young people. It has extracted them from societal and moral corruption, inculcated in them the mindset to traverse the path of the Quran and Sunnah, and taken them upon that path. The complete rectification of this strata of society is a means of progress for a nation in its religious and social affairs. He has provided the youth with a Sunnah-inspired environment and transformed fashionable young men embroiled in sin into walking examples of the Sunnah. It is said that if a woman is rectified, generations are reformed, as this woman will be a future mother in that society. Children that tread the path of Sunnah will be a source of salvation for their parents as well as support for them in old age. Alhamdulillah, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has not only taken steps for the reformation of men but also of women by providing numerous opportunities for religious training through Da'wat-e-Islami, such as Islamic Sisters' weekly Sunnah-inspired gatherings, Madrasatul Madina for Islamic Sisters, and monthly magazine for Islamic Sisters, web edition, etc. Madrasatul Madina boys and girls have been established to teach children and provide them with knowledge of the Quran. Jamiatul Madina boys and girls works to transform students into Islamic scholars and muftis. A synthesis of religious and worldly education is found in Darul Madina and Faizan Islamic schools. Kids Madni channel has also been launched for the rectification of children in their homes. Animated cartoons with various characters are used to convey guidance to them. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has given the beautiful mindset of not calling disabled people mute, deaf, blind or lame, etc. Instead, the term special person should be adopted, which projects a sense of encouragement. The members of this segment of society, which is normally deprived of empathy and compassion, have been invited to righteousness and shown the path to the masjid. Those that are mute are provided instructions through sign language and the blind are given literature in braille. Just as one must form a habit of speaking truth in order to abandon lying, so too the cure for evil actions is in performing good deeds. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah desires to see society progress religiously and socially. That progress is true success when connected to Islam. When faults are removed, betterment will arrive by itself. We should all play our role in improving our homes and society at large and passionately invite to righteousness on the way of Da'wat-e-Islami. It is clear from this purpose made by the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, I must strive to rectify myself and all the people of the world, that his focus in rectifying society is not restricted to one or a few countries. Instead, it envelops the whole world to repel the tribulations facing the Ummah across the world according to his mindset. Da'wat-e-Islami has launched numerous departments that are offering excellent services. You can gauge how much importance he believes teaching children has in reforming society from the fact Many of them across the world are seen raising slogans defending the companion of Allah's Messenger during Madani Muzakaras. May Allah Almighty grant this movement of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah continual success. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dawat-e-Islami services for those that have embraced Islam. Asif Iqbal Madani. Islam is a universal way of life. It comprises of mercy, blessings, good character, exceptional societal and economic principles, easy rulings, justice for the oppressed, salvation from oppression, a removal of class struggles in society, effacing of differentiation between poor and rich, equality, and countless other excellences. For this reason, millions of non-Muslims have been positively influenced to embrace Islam and enter its shade of safety. The struggle to bring non-Muslims into the fold of Islam has been the field of work of the Islamic preachers in every age. They have sacrificed their all to spread the invitation to Islam far and wide. They have struggled day and night in promulgating it. Some have done this through hard work, and others through travelling far and wide. Some recited Quranic verses to call to Islam, whilst others conveyed the lofty character and teachings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Some authored books on hadith, jurisprudence, and spiritual wayfaring. Others have established masjids and Islamic seminaries. With wisdom, planning, and good counsel, they conveyed the invitation to Islam to non-Muslims, whomsoever Allah willed guidance for. He blessed them with the treasure of faith. In this modern age, the largest religious organization of the Muslims spreading the message of Quran and Sunnah is Dawat-e-Islami, which is also at the forefront of presenting the invitation to Islam to non-Muslims in a beautiful manner, full of wisdom. Islamic preachers prepared by the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah are not only inviting to Islam verbally, but also through their conduct. In Malawi, more than 4,000 people have entered Islam up until this time due to the Islamic preachers of Dawat-e-Islami. They are receiving religious knowledge through the new Muslim course and being taught to recite the Quran through Madrasatul Madina. Last year, when Haji Muhammad Imran Attari visited Malawi, over 1,100 people recited the testimony of faith in a single gathering and entered Islam. In this way, across the world, scholars and other Islamic preachers are actively inviting non-Muslims to embrace Islam. Every day, news is received that someone embraced Islam in so and so country, or such a number of people from a certain tribe embraced Islam collectively and repented from their corrupt religions. On some occasions, hundreds of people have recited the testimony of faith and embraced Islam. Amongst them are Christian priests, one of whom embraced Islam and subsequently completed the scholar course as well. Falhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. There is a complete system in place within Dawat-e-Islami for the development of new Muslims in relation to character, knowledge of Islamic rulings and counselling. Haji Muhammad Imran writes in his heartfelt plea column in monthly magazine Fizane Madina, "May Allah Almighty protect our faith and that of all the non-Muslims that have embraced Islam up until now. May they be protected from slipping into some tribulation after accepting Islam or succumbing to the whispering of Satan and turning away. For this purpose, Dawat-e-Islami has given importance to arranging Islamic education. An entire department of Dawat-e-Islami called Fizan-e-Islam works on this. Outside of Pakistan, this department is known as Welcome to Islam. New Muslims are invited to give their time and undertake this course, in which they are taught necessary matters of Islam. During this course, they are provided with free accommodation and free meals. This is important work being carried out by Dawat-e-Islami, because we all hear that so-and-so embraced Islam, but what happened after that? Now, after embracing Islam, Allah Almighty forbid, if this person were to return to his old false religion, the rulings of an apostate would apply to him. By the mercy of Allah Almighty, responsible brothers in Dawat-e-Islami are sensitive to these matters. Arrangement for teaching Islamic creed and legal rulings to those embracing Islam. Alhamdulillah, in the Islamic environment of Dawat-e-Islami, new Muslims are not left without assistance in relation to Islamic knowledge. Rather, they are made aware of Islamic creed and knowledge of Islam through various courses. There is an intensive new Muslim course, which can be for 7 days or 72 days. Its daily duration is 6 hours. In this, they are taught ablution, purification, Quranic rules of recitation, litanies of prayer, actions of prayer, rulings of prayer, lofty religious virtues, worship and Islamic beliefs. Regarding matters of faith, they are taught the definitions of faith, polytheism and disbelief. Light is shed on the differences between faith and disbelief. Regarding the Islamic beliefs they are taught, these include belief in Allah, the angels, heavenly books, prophets and messengers, the day of judgment, divine fate, details of belief in resurrection, jinn, punishment of the grave, accountability and books of deeds, paradise, hell and barzakh. In purification, they are taught about ablution, the method of ghusl and its necessary rulings, tayammum, purification of clothing, important rulings of used water, method of istinja, rulings of menstruation and postpartum bleeding. Alhamdulillah, new Islamic brothers gain many religious and worldly benefits from this. One of these invaluable benefits is that they become accustomed to the religious environment and enjoy an atmosphere of piety. It is for this reason that those embrace Islam through the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami are found to develop in knowledge and action because of their prolonged tie with this environment. They also become actively involved in spreading the teachings of Islam. Take note of a few examples of this. Muhammad Hamid Raza, who embraced Islam in 2008, enrolled in Jamiatul Madinah and graduated in 2022. At the time of writing, he is involved in teaching the scholar course. Abdullah, who embraced Islam in 2013 and completed the 7-day Salah course in 2022, in 2023 he performed itikaf, and the last news concerning him was his enrollment on the Imamat course. Muhammad Bilal embraced Islam in 2022, completed a 63-day Madani training course in the same year. He also participated in the 7-day Salah course. In July 2023, he travelled in a 1-month Madani Qafila and, according to the last information received, was studying the 7 months Qaida and Nazira course. Muhammad Farooq became Muslim in 2012 and enrolled on the 63-day Madani training course in January 2023. He has become the responsible brother for new Muslims in Khorwa, Badyan, Sindh. These few examples show that after helping non-Muslims embrace Islam, special attention is given to their religious development. Dear Islamic brothers, it is a great thing to invite a non-Muslim to Islam, teach the testimony of faith to him, and for him to then pass away upon faith. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah has mentioned many times that the greatest service to humans is to bring them into the fold of Islam, so they can be successful in the hereafter. Whether in times of peace or war, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam strove for non-Muslims to accept Islam. During the Battle of Khaybar, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave a flag to Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu. O Messenger of Allah, Ali said, shall I not battle the disbelievers until they become like us, until they become Muslim? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, advance calmly until you reach their battlefield. Invite them to Islam and tell them of the rights Allah has established upon them. By Allah, if Allah gives even one of them guidance due to you, that is better for you than to possess red camels. This shows the goal is to have disbelievers accept Islam and find permanent success in the hereafter. A summary of what is mentioned relating to this in Fayyud al-Bari, Sharh Sahih al-Bukhari is presented here. Many jurists hold the view that prior to waging jihad against the disbelievers, it is necessary to invite them to Islam. If they have already been presented an invitation to Islam, it is recommended to present it again prior to engaging them in battle. Imam Al-Kasani rahmatullahi alayhi writes that if the invitation to Islam has not reached the disbelievers prior, it is necessary for the Muslims to present it verbally to them. Allah Almighty states, Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izatil hasana wal maw'izatil hasanati wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. Translation from Kanzul Iman: call towards the way of your Lord with wisdom and good counsel and argue with them in the best manner. If disbelievers, they have some doubts, they should be removed, so proof is complete upon them. The objective of jihad is not to kill disbelievers, rather it is obligatory based on inviting to Islam. If they accept Islam through invitation, what could be better than that? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying one person being guided is better for one than having red camels, this reflects the ultimate goal of them becoming Muslim. We supplicate in the court of Allah Almighty that the blessings of Islam continue to flow through Dawat-e-Islami. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Sallu Alal Habib Sallallahu ala Muhammad. An important message from Shaykh-e Tariqa, Amir-e Ahlus Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Damad Barakatul Aliya. To all the Madani sons and Madani daughters studying and teaching at Jamiatul Madina, Madarsatul Madina, and Darul Madina. Fizan-e Madina, our monthly magazine, is a treasure trove of fascinating information. I strongly encourage each of my Madani sons and daughters, as well as every member of Dawat-e-Islami, to subscribe to Fizan-e-Madina annually. O Lord of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, grant success in both worlds to my Madani sons and daughters who subscribe to Fizani Madina for themselves or make efforts to subscribe for others, and ease their passage over the bridge of Sirat. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Fizani Madina is the official monthly magazine of Da'wat-e-Islami, an Islamic organization dedicated to serving the religion worldwide. Published in 7 languages, Urdu, English, Arabic, Hindi, Gujarati, Sindhi and Bengali. It features scholarly, research-based and engaging articles. The magazine caters to children, adults, women and nearly every segment of society. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.